What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. This is Tim. This is The Positive Truth, where we're bringing positive news that we know you're not hearing enough of. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I think I'm just going to keep on being ridiculous during the intros.
I'm cool with it, man. I think people like the ridiculousness.
You know what they also like? Our positive news stories. Which we do Wednesday and Fridays, audio only. And on Monday, we have an audio visual where JoJo makes us look really cool.
That's very true. We get lightning every now and then, you know?
You get lightning. I'm not cool enough for lightning. I would prefer not to get shocked.
Touche.
Where we do interviews of people doing positive things in communities on Monday, inspirational news stories, or our favorite positive news stories of the month. Today we're doing inspirational stories. More like I am, because I feel like I have a cool concept that you all approved of.
Yeah, we definitely did. We talked about it, we agreed, let's get it.
Before we get to it, like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. It helps us out so much, helps us spread this positivity we're trying to bring. Tell a friend. Everyone that's ever shouted us out on social media, you fill our hearts with joy.
Facts. Thank you very much.
We also have a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Like, subscribe, and share all those.
What tips that?
Do sabes.
And so today, this is a little our inspirational stories. It's going to be a little different. It's a compilation of slaves that went on to invent things that helped America.
I thought that was whenever he brought this up, we talked about it. Like, which one do you guys think I should do? And we unanimously agreed to this one. I'm super interested to find out what you have to say because I have no idea what you're going to say.
Well,
I know it's going to be good. It's on The Positive Truth. So, you know, I'm ready.
So I'm just going to talk about four or five people that they were slaves at one point in their lives. And they went on to invent things I think are like incredible.
I'm with it.
So the first one is Thomas L. Jenkins. He was first born in 1791, died in 1859. Slavery wasn't even abolished when he died. He was the first African-American person to ever receive a patent in the U.S., paving the way for future inventions of color to gain, future inventors of color to gain exclusive rights for inventions. He lived in New York City, and he was a tailor and a dry cleaner. And he invented a method of dry cleaning called dry scouring, which was patented in 1821. And with this, it was a chemical technique that was basically made him the first, history's first dry cleaning business.
What? So,
this is 4 years before the first dry cleaning business, he had patented this idea that was used.
So it was probably inspired. Man, that's wicked. I had no clue.
So the first one was in 4 years later in Paris, but what his patent did was just made dry cleaning so much easier. It was, he compacted it.
Right.
So like, you know, we throw our clothes in the dryer.
Right.
It was a larger version of that. Right. Instead of you having to like hang stuff up. It was like, let's use some machinery and do all this.
Right. That's pretty impressive though. Regardless, that's something that, you know, all of us use. And if you don't use a dryer, you probably go to the dry cleaners yourself, you know, where you drop it off and they take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say most Americans use a dry cleaner. There's some people in like Australia, Europe that definitely don't, but here, I can't imagine my life without a dryer.
I hear that, facts.
And so he was the first person to get a patent, and he was a free man whenever he got it, he applied for it, but the U.S. patent law said that basically, you know, there's no person of color that can do this. He fought for it several decades later after he got it. Congress extended the patent rights to all African American individuals, both slaves and freedmen, because they were like, if the inventions are helping us out,
right?
Well, why not? So that's the first part. But it gets better. Did you know that America's first self-made female millionaire was a former slave?
No, I had no clue.
So her name is Madam C.J. Walker, and
I haven't heard of her name. Let's go. Continue, please. Sorry.
But there's a reason. That's what I like, Tim. That's what I'm talking about. Finger points, you know, if you were watching the video. He's a fan of finger points. Anyway, she was a she was the daughter of Louisiana sharecroppers. And in her early life, you know, she was an orphan and a widow. She had a really tough life. parents died, she moved to St. Louis where her brothers worked as barbers, and she suffered from hair loss at like 30. Mm. And she was like, this sucks.
Facts.
For real. Hair loss sucks. And she realized it was no, in America in the late 1800s, it was no hair care recipes developed for any sort of African Americans or minorities.
Huh.
So she relocated to Denver, where she married her husband, Charles Joseph Walker, a St. Louis newspaper man, and they began selling their own hair growing formulas developed specifically for African American women. She renamed herself Madam C.J. Walker and started pushing out these products that went out to beauty schools, salons, training facilities. And since she was the only one,
she's making all the money in the world from
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right? Wow, that's
and
awesome.
So all of these products, like, they're still around today, the Madam C.J. Walker hair products. Every, like, I guess hair, I won't say stylist, but anything that has to do with women of color's hair in America, it was all started from here, and it all branched off from here, from her. And I just think it's an awesome story.
Absolutely, man. The fact that I didn't know that, I feel terrible. But at the same time, that's what this positive truth is for, self-educate us on the super amazing things like that.
Absolutely. The next one I want to talk about is shoes.
I like shoes.
Everyone likes shoes. In 1791, well, not in 1791, in the late mid-1800s, not everyone could afford a pair of shoes.
Right.
Because the soles were always sewn in hand by hand. So it was like, that's expensive. That's a lot of labor. The fastest people could do 50 shoes a day.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, right? And so that's after you got the rest of the shoe. Mm. So not everyone had access to a pair of shoes until a young man named Jan Ernst Matt Zilger. I tried. He worked as an apprentice in a Massachusetts shoe factory. And he invented the automated machine that attached shoes upper part to its sole. And so after his invention, you can, from the best person that could sew on 50 a day, his machine could do 700 a day every day. It dropped the price of shoes, like, to cut it by a third.
Dude, this dude, he's a beast, man. Shoes are still expensive today, but the fact that they dropped because of him, that's amazing.
So before his invention, not everyone had a pair. By the time he died in 1889, almost every American could afford a pair of shoes.
Man, I bet nobody knew it was because of him too back then. Oh, that's awesome. That is a super, like, surprising one right there.
And then the last one I want to talk about, George Washington Carver.
I see what you did there.
That was the debate between me talking just about George Washington Carver or talking about slaves and invented stuff. Because I was at work, one of the, you know, African-American employees asked me, who's some of your, you know, underrated African-Americans in history? And I was like, George Washington Carver, because he invented everything. He was like, what did he do? I was like, he saved the South. And the fact that no one knows who he is, I just felt like talking about it.
Let's do it.
He was born into slavery in Missouri. And then when he was a boy, he was freed, even though, like, he was actually stolen from his family. The slave master bought him back. He's like, I don't really approve of slavery, so they let him go. So they were like, do you want to work in the field or do you want to go into education? And his brother was like, I want to go work. And he was like, give me a book.
Facts. I'll take that all day. Not this time.
So George Washington Carver went to different schools. He was born in 1864. He actually got his high school diploma in 1880. And then he got accepted to a college, and they found out he was black, and they let him go. So then he got accepted into another college, and he wanted to do art and music, and his teachers were like, that's never going to happen. No one's ever going to buy a black person's music or art. Ironic, since we're still kind of going through that.
Right.
And so he was like, she convinced him to do his undergraduate and master's degree in agricultural science at Iowa State Agricultural College. He was like one of the only black kids there. He was the first one admitted, got his master's, and he was hired by Booker T. Washington to run the Tuskegee Institute Agriculture Department in Alabama. So while this was all happening, in the South of America at this time, almost all the economy was cotton. Mm. But the problem was there was no more slavery anymore. So now there's sharecropping and the economy was just destroyed during Reconstruction. So Carver discovered hey, cotton takes a lot out of the soil. Y'all need to plant peanuts, soybeans, and potatoes to get the nutrients back. They was like, we're not listening to this
right.
fool.
Right. In the 1800s, yeah, of course.
And then they started doing it. Started tripling their cotton yields. And they're like, oh, this is great. So then they had an excess of peanuts, soybeans, and potatoes. So they were like, well, what do we do with this? We're just going to throw it all away. So Carver was like, okay, well, let's find some inventions with this. He invented 80 ways to use soybeans besides eating, 70 ways to use cotton besides just typical clothes, and 300 ways to use peanuts. So laundry detergent, George Washington Carver.
Bars. We all need laundry detergent in our lives.
Salad and peanut oils.
George Washington Carver.
Oh, I got a whole list, actually. Let me just find them. Cosmetics, soap, crayons, putty, baby food, cattle feed, all kinds of stuff.
It says cookies, man. It says cookies. Time out. How did you skip cookies? He's responsible for cookies?
This was just the soybean. We haven't got, this is just.
Okay, still, that's pretty impressive. And if you have anything to do with, the invention of cookies. Dude, I'm loving cookies right now.
That was the thing. So, flour, that was partly him because he figured out a way to use that with, peanuts and, soybeans.
Right, right. That's all. I had no clue it was that long. I knew it was pretty big.
So, he was actually a professor because he worked under Booker T. Washington at school. So, all of these things he invented, most of them just got dismissed. They're like, that's kind of weird. He was inventing cleaners with peanut oil, but he didn't patent any of it. He was like, no, we're getting.
This is for everyone.
Yeah, it's for everyone. So, born a slave, saved all of these racist, the South, with tripling their cotton yields, and then they had all this extra potatoes and stuff. They turned to him, and then they made money off that, and it flipped to the point to where, in the night from when 1890s, cotton was the number one, I guess, big economy push in the South. It switched to peanuts by 1930s.
Game changer.
Because that's how much money they were making because they were using Carver's ideas.
Man.
He saved the South's economy.
Yeah.
And he didn't patent any of it. He was like, it's for everyone. Where we all benefit. If he would have patented this, he would have been pretty rich.
Facts.
But at the same time, there would have been a lot of people that couldn't have,
benefited from it.
So more people, because he
was looking at the bigger picture, for sure.
Which is, when you were a former slave and you had to deal with that sort of bigotry, and you're still looking at the bigger picture, it's a special kind of person, man.
Man, I agree, 100%. I like how you threw both of them in there. You got both stories in one. Man, it was super inspiring, though. It worked out together.
And so that just shows you, if you're being beaten down, you can still achieve great things. You can overcome, and you can make an invention that lasts forever.
Even if you're not getting appreciated for it at that time. One day somebody will, just like we're appreciating him, for sure.
Absolutely.
And everyone else that invented something that was amazing.
If you got any other cool inventions, let us know in our email at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. That is our inspirational story for today.
Absolutely.
Tim has the inspirational quote.
Yes, I do. You learn more from failure than success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character.
Absolutely. That actually kind of ties in. Nice job, Tim.
I try.
We'll be back on Wednesday with more positive news stories. We're out.
Stay positive.